I'm guessing if you've been to even one carol service, you've probably come across that reading. But I don't know if it ever crosses your mind that this is a bit unusual. Most of the readings that we have at Christmas talk about the baby. They talk about the manger. They talk about Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men. And this doesn't mention any of those, does it? Or does it? Does this mention anyone? The Word became flesh. That's the key in that passage. The Word became flesh. You see it down there towards the bottom paragraph. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And I'm sure you're probably aware that that refers to Jesus, to God becoming a human and coming to live amongst us. But as you look through that, hopefully you can read that. I did test it to make sure we could all read those words. It might be easier for some than others. I do appreciate that. But just look through and think of other words that you see in there. Because clearly it's using this word, the Word, to refer to God. I think that's pretty much unmistakable, because it says there in the beginning the Word was with God. The Word was God. Why it's called the Word is a slightly bigger question that we don't have to go to in this morning. But it's talking about the Word becoming flesh and living amongst us. Put your hand up if you can see another word in there that might refer to God or be a description of Jesus through that passage. Because there's quite a few different words there that you could say, well, yeah, that's talking about God. That's talking about Jesus, this baby that came 2,000 years ago. Anyone want to put their hands up and shout out words in there that maybe describe John? Thank you.
Light.
That comes up there a few times, doesn't it? Light shining in the darkness. Excellent. Anything else?
God
comes up a few times. Thanks, Bradley. Good to see you, by the way. Good to have you with us this morning. Yeah, God comes up clearly. So that's a reference to God. Anything else? Yes? Shines, so the light shining in the darkness, and God shines, doesn't he? Absolutely brings light into dark places. Any other words?
Life
comes up once or twice, thank you. Anything else? Truth, grace, various different words. Somebody want to say something else? No?
How about the word, word?
The word, do you want to tell us what that's getting at then? What is the word? Scripture, would we say? Yeah, the Bible, which is not only telling us about God, it claims to be the living word of God, that he has spoken through human writers over thousands of years and dozens of different writers coming together to tell one complete story. That is a miracle in itself. So yeah, lots of words there about Jesus coming as a human, God arriving in this world. But of course, it's fairly subtle, you could say. I think when you can see it, it's pretty obvious. And you kind of think, well, why can't everybody see that? But it's not always immediately obvious, because not everybody recognizes Jesus. It says there in the middle, doesn't it, that, do I have that? No, we'll look at that in a moment. That not everybody recognized Jesus. And we do know, of course, that some people did recognize Jesus. So I've come up with some amazing pictures here which completely distort what happened. You'll recognize that. I very much doubt that the scene was like this on the day. But, of course, it's depicting Mary coming on the donkey with Joseph. And that's what we often have in our minds. Whether it was like that or not, we don't really know. Probably crowds of people coming together. So Mary and Joseph, they recognized that Jesus was God come in flesh. You'd say, well, there's the shepherds, they recognized it. They were given something slightly less subtle, I guess, in terms of the message that they received in the middle of the night from the angel first, and the host of angels that sang, and they went to see Jesus. They recognized him for who he was. And of course, some point later, not necessarily three, as we've discussed before, not necessarily on camels, not necessarily always seeing the star in the sky, but they did at certain points see the star in the sky, and they came to find where Jesus was. And that took a lot of faith. They came to see this baby, they bowed down, they worshipped him, and they recognized that this is who he was. They recognized all these different people, they kind of recognized God, Jesus, partly because they were willing to listen to the word of God. And it wasn't just when Jesus was a baby. Of course, when he grew up, some people recognized Jesus and who he was. Any thoughts as to who those were? Who recognized Jesus when he grew up? Disciples, thank you. Thanks, Jill. Other, John the Baptist, others that followed Jesus, whether they were called disciples or not. And you might understand that disciples kind of sometimes means the 12, but of course sometimes it means everybody who follows Jesus. They recognized him. But yeah, I mean, how many at different points? You read the different stories of Jesus in his life. What's the most people at one point that saw Jesus or were with him? Any guesses as to how many people were there at any particular point in time? Thousands. 5,000, possibly up to 20,000 at one particular point were with Jesus, maybe hearing his teaching, maybe seeing the things that he was doing. But how many of those actually recognized him as the Son of God? Probably only a few hundred at the most recognized Jesus for who he was. And that's why it says here, there in the middle there, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. People in general did not recognize Jesus for who he was. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive it. It's like we've all been offered this gift, and we can each take it, but only a few actually take it. I don't know. I mean, have you received anybody this morning a gift that you've not yet opened? Yes? Do you plan to open that gift at some point? You're not planning to just to leave it on the side and ignore it. No. Good to hear that. Have any of us got a gift anywhere that we've just not bothered opening? Just lying there somewhere, but yeah, I'm not really bothered about what might be in it. Not going to bother opening it. Well, I've got one down here that I do plan that we're going to open in just a few moments. A gift that has been sitting around for a little while and has not been opened. So we've got an opportunity in a moment to open this gift. But I want to give you a little bit of its history. We've got a short video to show what's been going on with this gift and why it's not been opened for so long. It might not be the same literal gift, but it's something very similar. Are we able to see that now?
Back in the mail, Bill and Estelle from number 7, they bought a present. Hang on a minute, quick, have a go, gift from up here, no, bring one here. What can this be? Was this for me? Who is this from? Just pass it on. We do not smoke.
Come, don't be smart.
Perhaps you could start.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
off the box.
Just before chance.
Haven't you spread it? You're diabetic.
Time we opened it, I think. Not the literal one, of course. Couldn't get hold of that one. Now, I need a volunteer. I think, Ewan, you'd be great at this. Would you come to the front? Would you come and give me a hand with this? Thank you. I thought you'd be willing. If you wouldn't mind just opening that up for us. It's been sitting around for a long time. You are the special recipient. Open it up and tell us what's in there, please. Don't take too long. Yeah, that's part of the reason I thought I'd get Ewan up the front to show off his jumper.
Oh, empty.
How was? Nothing in it. You sure? Let me just check it.
Okay.
Oh, no, there's definitely something in there. Can't you see it? No, I didn't. Actually, you can't see it. It's kind of invisible. Doesn't mean it's not there, though. Let me just demonstrate for everybody else's benefit. By the way, if you could just kind of, maybe just put your finger over your nose, like that.
Okay.
Just close your mouth. Just for a little while. All right.
Yeah.
We can't do that for too long, can we? So what's in there?
It's air, is it?
Oh, thanks, Ewan. And air's important, isn't it?
It is indeed.
What else have you had for Christmas, Ewan?
I've got my family.
Aww, what a good answer.
Yeah.
What's more important, air or your family?
Can I
have some? Yeah, of course you can. Thank you, thank you. Air is pretty important, though. So you wouldn't really be able to enjoy your family if you didn't have the air that's around us. And obviously, it's kind of fun, but a serious point. We take for granted, don't we, this air that's around us all the time, that we breathe in, breathe out. And, of course, it is more important than anything else that we have. And it's a bit of a picture, I guess, as to what God is like. He gives us all of this stuff. He gives us absolutely everything that we need, every moment of the day. And actually, quite literally, like air, we could not live, we could not survive if God did not provide for us, if he wasn't there. And yet, yeah, some of us might recognize a bit of that. Probably none of us is completely appreciative of all that God does for us, even in providing that air for us. Some of us would probably say, well, I've never recognized that at all. Just air. Sorry if that's a bit disappointing, Ewan. There are chocolates, by the way, for you and others at the end of our time together. It's only just a few moments, so don't worry that it's going to happen, going to go on for too long. But I think, yeah, sometimes we do treat God a little bit like that. Because we can't see him, we either just ignore him or we push him out, or maybe we even kind of invent something that we say, well, I like to think God is a bit like Santa. In the sky, just gives me nice things and comes down once a year, and I come to church once a year and recognize that. Or maybe God is someone a little bit different. He's like this kind of angry old man in the sky who's just looking to judge me whenever I do something wrong and have a go at me. There was a school teacher who asked her class to draw a picture a little while ago. And she said, you can draw a picture of whatever you want. And as they were drawing, she went around the class having a look over the shoulders of each of the children. And she said, yeah, really nice. That's an elephant, isn't it? I can see that's an elephant. What a lovely drawing. That's a nice house. What a nice dog you've drawn there. And she saw a picture that she just didn't recognize. And she asked the little boy, well, what is that? And the boy looked up and he said, well, it's God. She said, but hang on, nobody knows what God looks like. And the little boy said, well, they do now. So what is God like? And how can we know what God is like? Well, of course, that is the message of Christmas, isn't it? That God has come down and showed us what he's like. Not necessarily just as a baby, although that demonstrates his humility. and his willingness to be obscure and to give up his titles, to give up his glory, to come down and almost be as nothing, to be completely helpless. But of course, he grew up. He was still vulnerable. He lived a life like anybody else, you might say. Yeah, he did some great things and demonstrated through those miracles and his teaching some hints there of who he was. He never said in so many words, "I am God." But it's there in the Bible, so many different examples, so many hints that anybody who reads it, anyone who's actually listening and wants to know what God is saying, you cannot miss it. It is obvious if you've got that desire and if you want to listen to what God is saying. And yeah, he is a person. Our God is a person. That's a unique claim of Christian faith. He came as a baby. He grew up as a child. As a man, he showed that God is good, that God is caring, that he's brilliant, that he's powerful, that he's wise, that he's patient, that he's kind. And he loves us so much that he's given up his life so that we can live forever with him. Jesus is that gift of Christmas. But how do you describe Jesus in so many different ways? There's almost no way of describing this gift. And that's what the apostle, almost the conclusion that the apostle Paul, who wrote and preached about Jesus a little bit later, he came up with this line that he wrote in one of his letters to one of the churches that goes a bit like this. And we've got to work out between us how it does go. So I need a few volunteers. Could be younger ones. They don't have to be younger ones. But any of the younger ones want to come up and have a go at this? Put these words together for me so we can see what the Apostle Paul said about. Yeah, Frank is coming. Thank you. Do you guys want to come up? Thank you. Noah, Isla, Ada, do you want to come? Well, you're far too grown up for that these days. Do you want to do it, Louise?
This is a boy.
Would you like one of these? Do you know what that word is? It's not actually a word. Do you know what that word is? Yeah, thank you. Do you want to take that one? I'm going to need some more volunteers, by the way. Oh, thanks, Hayda. And some more. Are you coming, Louise? Come on. Thank you. Do you want to take that? Do you want to take that one? We've got to get these in the right order. That's the plan, by the way. I've got three more. Watty, thank you. You don't get a choice. No. It's going to be you two. Oh, munch your head. Thank you. We've just got to put these in order, please, so we can work out what the Apostle Paul was saying when he was talking about God and he was talking about this gift. Who's got the first one? It normally has a capital letter. That helps. And it tells us not only a bit about this gift, but also what we're meant to do with it. Have you got the first word? Noah, you're first. Brilliant. Thanks. Who's got? Isla, have you got B2? I think Tracy and Isla need to switch round. That's not going to work quite as it is. A couple of you have got a word, of course, to split into two because it's far too big. Once you've got this together, can you put the words? Gift is definitely the end, Watty. Tell you what, next year we'll focus on Bible understanding and memory, so that we can get this right for next year. Have we all got this now? So let's lift it up high. Perhaps we can read this together. Starting with Noah on my right. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. Just in case you want to check it up in the Bible. Let's do that once more. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thank you so much. You're welcome to take a seat again. Thank you for, I was going to say volunteering, but it's probably pushing it a little bit. So are we going to receive the gift? That's the question this morning. And at the end of our reading there, it said, yet to all who did receive him, who did receive Jesus, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, to receive Jesus, to become a child of God. You have to talk to him. You have to listen to him. You can't see him, but he's there. He's more important than the air that we breathe. And he hears us when we talk to him. So what I'm going to do now is just to say a prayer. And maybe you'd like to say this prayer to God yourself in your own hearts this morning. Again, if you're not sure there's a God out there, why don't you just ask him to reveal himself to you? Let me pray this slowly. Maybe it's a prayer that you want to say for yourself this morning. If it is, just say amen. In your hearts even, at the end. Dear God, thank you for sending your son Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you that he died on the cross to pay for the darkness in my life. Thank you that he rose from the dead. Thank you that he's still alive today and with us by his Spirit. Thank you that he's promised to live forever, to give life forever to everybody who believes in him. Thank you that we can be called children of God just by receiving, by accepting the gift of Jesus. So please help us this Christmas to accept this indescribable gift. Help us to receive Jesus today. Help us to let his Spirit live within us as our Saviour and as our Lord. Amen.